Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world.
3, 2, 1, welcome.
On episode 16, we look at the winding roads of the American player pathway. If you are a player in Europe, you understand how to get to the top. There is a defined pathway to get there. You play well at a smaller club, more than likely a local club in the beginning, and you work your way to the top. Scouts notice the players who do well, they excel, bigger clubs come for them, and you continue to get those opportunities as you work your way to the top. In America, that's simply not the case. In the U.S., geography is the most important factor that determines the opportunity for a player. If you grow up in a Major League Soccer territory, you have access to the top level of the sport. But for 99% of the players in America, you simply don't have that access. So many of those players are stuck playing in middle school or high school. They might get lucky and play in a development academy, but they don't have the access to the top levels of the sport. Scouts are not going all over the country looking for the best players. They primarily stick to their territories. So you're essentially locked out of the top levels of the sport. And so one of the things we know about an American player is this: the U.S. player who succeeds does so despite the system, not because of it. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for sharing the podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast at wrk.mn/soccerworks. Until next time.